Keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
All right, good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, April 9th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. Anyone who's paying attention can see it. We had some fantastic calls yesterday. Let's start out with the video that Betty mentioned yesterday. I think we'll maybe it'll turn into a listener-oriented broadcast today. We missed a few callers yesterday, and that's unfortunate, so we'll try not to do that. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We're all gaslighted. You know, the intention is to death, and quite literally, I think. We're not supposed to believe our lying eyes, but I think all of the callers are right. Yesterday, you know, we just, you know, we need to push back. Betty's right. We all just have to keep marching forward, basically. And Glenn is right. Well, everybody. I mean, Chance, you know, young people need to get it figured out. Glenn is right. Young people don't even know that there's a problem. There's that old adage, isn't there? I forget exactly what it is, but what was it? It was four types of people. There were three types of people, and then there was the fourth. There are the people who make things happen, watch things happen. And I forget exactly what the other two, but basically you get down to the fact that some people don't even know anything happened. And young people have been conditioned to be those folks, you know, that entitlement grows on trees, and so do ladies' jeans. I think that's the best way to put it. You know, skinny jeans doesn't even, it's just embarrassing. And watching these people with these suits that don't fit, you look like you're wearing your children's clothes. It's embarrassing. Women walking around in a dress that doesn't look like, it looks like a nightie. You know, I mentioned the CMAs, the Country Music Awards, yesterday. That was that CBS broadcast Sunday. And, you know, George Strait still looks like a cowboy. I like some of those old cowboys looked, you know. I mean, not country music folks, but, you know, the World War II generation I grew up watching. Not on television. Real people, you know. Folks that dressed like that every day. With the button-up shirt, collar open, you know. Probably had a casual jacket on, jeans, cowboy boots, cowboy hat, working man's attire. So anyway, you know, young people need to get it figured out. There is a battle being waged, and it comes down to life and death, very literally. Brian in Washington sent me the anti-communitarian manifesto. I think that's encouraging. I wish that I would get a copy of that every day from different people. You should read this. Things like that. Larry sends me books. People send me things. You know, the e-books. I need to circle back around and we should do something. This is the information age. Like Glenn and I were talking about on yesterday's broadcast. To me, it's a travesty. I mean, we live in the information age, and you wonder, for example, with the Bible, there was a time when folks couldn't read it. did not have the didn't have the ability to read the printed word effectively. And now, you know, we have the Google Books project, digitizing everything that's ever been printed and translated into, you know, any number of languages. We've mentioned Gil Fuster's article from a couple of years ago, talking about Google Translate turning artificial intelligence loose. And now, you know, any number of books can be translated into any number of languages. And I sincerely believe that the inflation of the currency of information is devaluing the currency. People don't. I mean, just look at what's going on. People don't read. And there are more and more distractions all around us. But there is hope. And, you know, I've mentioned the way that John Adams expressed the situation, which was very similar, I believe, in his dissertation on the canon and feudal law in 1765. And that was an interesting moment. There seems to be a settled design on foot to enslave all America. And, you know, in the Anti-Communitarian Manifesto, Nikki and Nordica write about how that situation has gone on cyclically and repeatedly for thousands of years. And here we are again. But, you know, like Glenn was saying yesterday, again, young people have been brought to a place where they don't understand what's going on. It's high time that we all give each other a measure of grace and understand, because again, if you read the Anti-Communitarian Manifesto, you get a perspective, especially Nordica's intro letter to the updated edition. That's the perspective you get. You know, we're all born into a system that is, it's a nightmare. And it's, you know, the Bernaysian mess that was created wasn't your fault, wasn't mine. We're blamed for, and you know the deal. So we all need to give each other a measure of grace and have an intelligent discussion, as was mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, and you know, do what Fred is talking about. Evangelize. Talk to folks. It's difficult. It's messy. We don't have any you know, we don't have any think tanks or NGOs with multi-billion dollar endowments. That was another conversation I had over the weekend, talking about how just the way that things had changed. And I forget. Somebody was saying some organization has billions of dollars. I said Ford or the Reese Committee determined that the foundations that had altered life in America in an un-American, patently un-American fashion, had billions of dollars in endowments in the 50s, and they were shocked. Anyway, let's get down to it. Without further ado, I want to play the video that Betty mentioned yesterday, titled Rockland County Health Department, Only 5 Active Cases of Measles, because there's another wave of propaganda that I saw last night and this morning on this subject. So if we can play that, let's do that, please. All right. Well, we'll wait then. So we have technical issues right out of the gates. Fun stuff. Not surprising. So we'll play that, and then I want to play the video that I mentioned that was the Fox News segment with Polly Tommy and Andrew Wakefield. This is just 3 years ago. All right. I don't know if we have time now. We're going to run into the break. Do we have time? All right. So here's the Rockland County Health Department. Only 5 active cases of measles published by Health Impact News. What was that? The day after the ridiculous Rockland County ban. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So I am, this is Google on my phone. My cat Rocco. Hey, Rocco. I'm calling Rockland County Health Department right now. You can see from Google, here's the call button. Call. Turn that fan off.
Good afternoon, Health Department. How may I help you?
Hi. I am calling with a concern or a question. I have relatives that are over in Nanuet, and we are planning on going and visiting them.
Okay.
And I hear that there is a, I guess, big measles outbreak.
I would call it, they were just being, it was a public health concern that anybody that's not immunized,
I'm just concerned because I have an infant child who is not able to get the MMR. And
And you want to be visiting. When are you coming?
I'm actually coming in the next week. I'll be there on next Wednesday.
I'll tell you what. Can I have your name and number? Because I don't have any specific answers for you, but I can have somebody call you back.
Sure.
And what is your name?
My name is Alicia. And my phone number is 845.
How do you spell your name?
Alicia.
CIO. Alicis?
No, CIA.
CIA. Oh,
yes.
Alicia.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Alicia. So you'll be traveling next week. So.
Yes. And I'm just. Yes, and I'm just concerned because I keep hearing that there's this huge outbreak.
I know. A lot of times there's a lot of stuff going on that's misinformation too. So we have to have more facts for you so that you can address that, okay?
Okay. And do you happen to know
back. I'm going to give you another number too if you don't hear back, cuz it might not get back certainly today. If not tomorrow, it may not even be, you know, till Friday. But you could call back directly.
Okay.
Do you have a pen?
I sure do.
845.
Yeah.
364.
364.
2534.
2534. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And by any chance, I mean, because we're going to be going to the Nanuet area.
Sure.
Do you know how many, active cases there are? I mean,
right now, they are only talking about 5 possibly, but the number was starting to grow, and that's our concern after last year. It all began last year
right.
with one case, and then what happens when people don't have immunized, you know, people, children, and we understand there's some things that are religious matters, and there's a lot of things,
right.
But it's for us, it's protecting public health.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, so thanks. At least the call here that somebody understands.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's not all about, you know, basically it's not all about me type thing, you know?
Right.
It's about what we're doing for our general public.
Right.
And I get your concern. So certainly if you don't hear back, use that number.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm concerned, you know, I have my other children who are vaccinated, but my infant obviously isn't.
No,
and
right.
I just, you know, I don't want to, you know, pretty much go out and expose my infant
right.
if there was, I heard there was an upward of 150 something people.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I guess if it's only really 5 active right now, that's not too bad.
Right. It's they finally, you know, but we were hoping it was slowing down, but I guess it started up again. So that's where the concern becomes, you
right.
know, which you always were always keeping an active eye on it.
Right.
But, All right, Alicia, I have to take another call.
But
I will certainly, like I said, we can't respond quickly enough for you. Please call back, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
There you go.
Night.
You too.
Five cases. Rockland County admits that doesn't sound like an outbreak. And so that's, you know, that's what should be happening everywhere. I'll talk about some stories today. Same kind of thing. You know, it's this hysteria based on what? Based on imagination, essentially. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is another interesting subject we touched on yesterday. There's been some interesting things happening around the country recently, and this is a subject that same thing goes in cycles. You know, I mentioned whenever the subject of fluoride arises, the discussion, I think of Don Harkins, because he was excited 10 years ago about the prospects of fluoride being eliminated from the public water system in Sandpoint, Idaho, and surrounding areas. And so there were some positive developments. He was excited. And shortly after a meeting, oh gosh, I can't remember what kind of a meeting, some kind of, you know, town hall meeting, some kind of consensus building meeting. I can't believe it's been this long, man. It's been almost 20 years since the dawning of the post 9/11 age. Unbelievable. But he was excited, and I remember him, he was enthusiastic, and then all of a sudden he fell ill and he was dead in less than 30 days. A guy who, you know, would swim a mile or two in the river. Imagine that. You know, healthy guy. That's what I'm saying. Don was a health-conscious guy. The Idaho Observer. So that's what I think of when I think of fluoride. It's, you know, it's important to some folks, you know. You read some of the headlines. It's a little disheartening. Officials frustrated by efforts to halt fluoride treatment in Iowa town. And you always ask, you know, same thing with the vaccines. What is the appreciable benefit to health? Well, you know, herd immunity. We have an outbreak. No, we keep hearing about outbreaks. You know, you told us a number of years ago that we had, I went through the sophistry at work last week, where is that, with terms like need to finish my archives, need to catch up. Where is that? It was the day after April 1st. What is that? That's National or International Fact Check Day or something like that? Anyway, so the sophistry with words like eliminated and eradicated. And 2015... I mentioned the U.S. News and the NBC News headlines. Measles declared eradicated. Measles has been eliminated in the Americas. Eradicated and eliminated. You know, but in this corner right here. And if you look at the data, that still is effectively the case. We don't have tens of thousands of cases. And even if we did, you know, we used to not slip into a mindless panic, a contrived panic. Not a big deal. We played some of the clips when we were talking about this last week on the heels of the Rockland County nonsense. And I just really don't see how someone could argue that something fishy isn't going on. You know, the Jewish community in Rockland County is essentially targeted, and it's a surreptitious kind of, you know, reinventing of World War II sort of propaganda. And, you know, on top of the fact that World Health Organization has a crystal ball and knows that there are going to be outbreaks this year, but they never really turn into anything like they never do. We just hear a lot of hysterics, like, again, 2009. What happened in 2009? Not much, but a bunch of people got shots, and then there was a class action lawsuit and $63 million settlement. That's what happened. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Organization has a crystal ball, except it doesn't. You know, and speaking of fluoride, I mentioned yesterday, I'll mention it again. I you know, gave a hat tip to CNN. It's a shame that we can't just be more honest. And that just is really evidence of what's really going on. You know, listening to young people say, I'm not sure what to believe, you know, when it comes to vaccines. I mean, and Mr. Bordop says, notice the vaccine controversy stamp on the video that we're going to play in a minute. It's a Fox News video, and it has the Wikipedia entry for vaccine controversies. Vaccine hesitancy is a reluctance or refusal. You know, as if everyone who says, hold on a minute, falls into one ideological bucket, and everyone has the same talking point. But you know what? In a socially engineered cybernetic totalist society, that kind of ends up being true. And that's evidence of something being wrong. You're telling me that 300 million people only have one of two thoughts about a thing? Really? Gosh, if that's the case, that's funny, because I think I've read that somewhere. I think I mentioned that a time or two. Friedrich August von Hayek, The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top. Why do the worst get on top? Well, he said, you know, if you want to weld a large mass of society together, it's probably true that in general, the higher the education and intelligence of individuals become, the more their views and tastes are differentiated, and the less likely they are to agree on a particular hierarchy of values. It is a corollary of this, that if we wish to find a high degree of uniformity and similarity of outlook, we have to descend to the regions of lower moral and intellectual standards, where the more primitive and common instincts and tastes prevail. This does not mean that the majority of people have low moral standards. It merely means that they have that the largest group of people whose values are very similar are the people with low standards. Are you listening, America? It is, as it were, the lowest common denominator which unites the largest number of people. If a numerous group is needed, strong enough to impose their views on the values of life on all the rest, and are they really their views? Again, you know, you think of Nikki and Nordica's anti-communitarian manifesto. If a numerous group is needed, strong enough to impose their views, this is what it comes down to. And this is what I'm always trying to say, you know, and that's the problem with socialism. It is a, you know, what is the, and there are several analogies, but it's the gun barrel masked behind a handout or whatever. It's always inflicting and imposing some dishonest, disingenuous person's will through a proxy onto others. That's what it comes down to. You know, a wizard reaching through a curtain, pointing a gun through someone's, you know, from behind a proxy through their armpit, basically, at someone on the other end of a handout. That's what socialism represents. And, you know, I'm not trying to debate the, you know, finer points of socialist handouts. Nothing. Socialist handouts don't grow on trees. It just doesn't ever seem to work for some reason. And people need to understand these mantras don't originate from the grassroots, so to speak. They don't originate from folks in your neighborhood, in my neighborhood. They're cleverly smithed and crafted, like we talked about yesterday, in think tanks over decades, you know, with endowments of millions, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars. George Soros just gave $18 billion to the Open Societies network of foundations, even though he got kicked out of his own country, his native Hungary. I wonder why. Go watch the Steve Croft interview, 60 Minutes. We need to play that clip. We should play that today. I keep threatening to do that. And then back to back with that, the clip from Jack Reacher, the Zek, because that's who George Soros really is. You know, the Albert Hakim of our day, a CIA proxy. And I think Elon Musk is sort of like the Howard Hughes of our day, an eccentric billionaire, you know, laundering front, kind of like Albert Hakim, but a little different. You know? George Soros. Sure, I sold out my own people. I asked them, you know, for their stuff. Give me your valuables. All right, hop on the train. You know, because that's what we do. He's the Zek. Enough. What is enough? There is never enough. We take what can be taken. That is what we do. That's George Soros. Then he wants to reorder society. And Hungary says, buddy, we know who you are. Along with several other countries, wised up. Get your open society foundations. We don't want our society cracked open. We want to be left alone. That's where those ideas come from. Infecting and polluting neighborhoods around the world. People got wise, they would understand what I mean when I say that it's, you know, provocative when the Western press vilifies the Afghani people, fiercely tribal. I haven't seen any articles on that lately, but every time the subject of Afghan tribalism comes up, they only trust people, their own villagers, even people in a village just a couple of miles away. They don't trust them. No, they didn't grow up with them. Americans would be wise to do the same. We used to do that. You know, we used to trust the people we knew and we grew up with. Now we don't trust them. We certainly are led not to trust our parents. Oh my goodness. In Bertrand Russell fashion, you know, the impact of science on society. Morbid taste for eccentricity. Your parents think that snow is white. Oh, they have a morbid taste for eccentricity. You can't trust your parents. That's one of the things that comes out of the so-called education combine mills. Remember, that's what Bertrand Russell said in The Impact of Science on Society. So-called education. And who has time? Who has time? Right? Parents are busy. Chapter 2, General Effects on Scientific Technique. I think the subject which will be of most importance politically is mass psychology, Bertrand Russell wrote. Mass psychology is, scientifically speaking, not a very advanced study. But the study is immensely useful to practical men who want to, you know, rule the world, acquire, you know, become rich or acquire government. Mass psychology. John Taylor Gatto said, if you want your kids to become wealthy, obscenely wealthy, millionaires, billionaires, have them become salespeople. That's effectively, in part, what Bertrand Russell is saying here. It is, of course, as a science founded upon individual psychology, but hitherto it has employed rule of thumb methods. Now he's nodding to the developments that Bernays elucidated. Use a bad guy word. Of these, the most influential. So methods, you know, it was based on individual psychology. Now we know groupthink is more important than propaganda. He wrote, of these most influential, of the methods, most influential is what is called education, quote unquote. That's what he wrote. What is called education? What do you suppose that mean? What does that mean? Religion plays a part, though a diminishing one, in what? Mass psychology. The press, the cinema, and the radio play an increasing part. What is essential in mass psychology is the art of persuasion. 2016, Post-Truth, Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year. If you compare a speech of Hitler's with a speech of, say, Edmund Burke, you will see the strides that have been made. What went wrong formerly was that people had read in books that man is a rational animal and framed their arguments on this hypothesis. We now know that limelight and brass band do more to persuade than can be done by the most elegant train of syllogisms. And Aaron and Melissa Dykes remind us, William Sargent wrote that the uh, well, the church service or the American Country Music Awards, so-called. Not much American or country about it, but whatever. And any of these award shows and the Super Bowl halftime and all of this stuff is no different than a voodoo ritual in today's America. Congratulations. We have lots of voodoo rituals taking place day in and day out. So anyway, so-called education. It may be hoped in time that anybody will be able to persuade anybody of anything if you can catch the patient young enough. And it's provided by the state with money and equipment. Subject will make great strides when it is taken up by scientists under a scientific dictatorship. Enter America. Anaxagoras maintained that snow is black, but no one believed him. The social psychologists of the future will have a number of classes of school children. What? On whom they will try different methods of producing an unshakable conviction that snow is black. Various results will soon be arrived at. First, that the influence of home is obstructive. Second, that not much can be done unless indoctrination begins before the age of 10. Kindergarten, you know, you see these parents, it's, by the way, it's vanity. You know, it's just vanity. Let's just call it what it is. Generally speaking, there are conditions. Don't get me wrong, but in a middle-class household these days, it's generally, I would say, vanity. We could chalk it up to vanity. When folks want to have someone else raise their children, effectively having the nanny state raise their children, what a travesty. We're seeing, you know, from the latchkey kids of, say, the 70s, 80s, forward to now, that is a failed model. It doesn't work. So maybe we should rethink that. So not much can be done unless indoctrination begins before the age of 10. Third, that verses set to music and repeatedly intoned are very effective. Man, if he could have seen what's going on in this immersive age. Fourth, that the opinion that snow is white must be held to show a morbid taste for eccentricity. As skipping ahead, I guess. Although the science will be diligently studied, yep, in thousands of think tanks around the world with billions of dollars in endowments now, it will be rigidly confined to the governing class. The populace will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. When the technique has been perfected, every government that has been in charge of education for a generation will be able to control its subjects securely without the need of armies or policemen. We're basically there. You know, I believe that the reason we still have guns is to foment further conflict. The reason that bad guys haven't really made the hardcore, you know, Manet Napolitano push to disarm everyone is because, you know, the... If you do that, then you can't keep. If you disarm everyone now, you can't keep running these synthetic operations and blaming them on the people like everything else that gets blamed on the common folk. You know, run an Operation Gladio-styled strategy of tension-fomenting event. Blame it on the, oh, look at that. You know, Nicholas Cruz, who can't run a microwave, according to James Sneed, he must have done this Jason Bourne-style operation. You know, the, what's his name? Was it Saeed Farouk? Tashfeen Malik? San Bernardino? You know, the whole campus is wired with cameras, except for that one little meeting room. Gosh, what a coincidence. And people in a meeting upstairs are watching troops basically march, storm the building, saying, oh, it's a drill. Oh, it's not a drill? Oh, okay. That's not weird at all. We need stricter gun laws. Never mind the fact that the gun laws on the books would have done everything that you're proposing and didn't work. Oh, what a coincidence. It's all these armed people. We need to vilify them before we disarm everyone. the fact that people would even think of owning a gun, because the Second Amendment enumerates an unalienable right of all men and women. How dare they? Unbelievable. Anyway, got a little off track. So back to the whole point, you know, people, the idea that people have just two thoughts about a subject. 300 million people have just two thoughts about a subject. You know, again, that sounds a lot like what Hayek wrote in Chapter 10 of The Road to Serfdom, Why the Worst Get on Top. We'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around. Be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
takes a lot less time.
Welcome back. Let's go to the phones real quick. Dennis in Indiana. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. I'm sorry. They took my radio station off, and I don't get to listen to you guys as much anymore.
I said, darn it. That's not okay.
Well, I was wondering. I'm a demented Freemason, okay? And I am totally against it. I know what they are. And I'm trying to get some things together. Do you know, how did you find out about the letter about Albert Pike to Saul Alinsky? I mean, where did you come across that at so I can reference that?
Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini?
What was his name? Oh, I thought it was to...
The letter to Giuseppe Mazzini?
Was that what I thought you said? It was to Saul Alinsky about World War II and World War III.
Right. As the story goes, there are several places you can find it online. One of the places is a website called the URL is 3worldwars.com, and that's threeworldwars.com. The story of the letter is circulated in various places you can find on the internet. The first known instance of it that I'm aware of is when William Guy Carr wrote about it, and he was referring to Cardinal Rodriguez, who wrote about it in a book back in 1925. And so Rodriguez apparently wrote in The Mystery of Freemasonry Unveiled about this letter, and it was dated August 15, 1871, and it outlined three world wars, and the first two seem to have gone generally in the fashion of the letter, and the third seems to be shaping up. You know, you hear about, for example, the collision of these forces, political Zionism and political Islam, drawing the whole world into this conflict, and it seems like we hear that narrative day in and day out. Why else would we hear that? And so when folks go back and you see we've had this letter, it's, you know, been discussed publicly for decades now, and we got Saudi Arabia in the 20th century, we got Israel in the 20th century, we have these forces that are being collided together, but never directly. Saudi Arabia and Israel are never in conflict, but the ideologies that are promulgated from those centers, political Zionism and political Islam, are collided together. You know what I mean? They ripple out from those centers, but and everyone in the world is encouraged to basically be drawn into this specious conflict. That fits the model as outlined in this Third World War scenario that was in this letter that Albert Pike allegedly wrote. So that's the general synopsis, and we'll go to the second hour on that note. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.